Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to start taking a look at Venus's upcoming square to the planet Uranus. Now, this is following on the heels of Mars's square to Uranus because Venus and Mars are close together right now in the sky, both in the sign of Leo. What makes this interesting is that Venus is coming right after the square from Mars, perhaps smoothing things over, which could be a great thing. But it's also interesting because after Venus squares Uranus, not long after, Venus will turn retrograde later in July. It will then, through its retrograde, go back through the square to Uranus, and then in direct motion, go back again through the square to Uranus. So I think that the work of this transit is going to be with us for the next couple of months, which makes it a little bit more potent than your average Venus-Uranus dynamic. So we will be paying attention to that, and in another video this week, I'll be looking at the total timeline and giving you some ideas about how you could work with this transit, not just for this upcoming first pass, but over the course of the full cycle. What might it mean that we're looking at this Venus-Uranus dynamic, in other words, through the next couple of months and a Venus retrograde? So we'll look at that later. Today, we're just going to talk about this first pass and five things I love about Venus-Uranus combinations and five things I could live without. So before we get into it, as always, don't forget to like and subscribe. Share your comments in the comment section. It really helps the channel to grow. If you want to find a transcript of today's talk, as always, it's on the website, nightlightastrology.com. When you go over there, be sure to check out my readings and all of my courses. We just started a new course in June. Not too late to join if you want to. Check that out under the first year course page. Any questions that you have about anything you find on the website, feel free to email us, info@nightlightastrology.com. All right. So we are looking at Venus in Leo square Uranus in Taurus coming up on July 2nd. Because I'm on my laptop and I'm on family vacation right now in the Redwoods, which, by the way, has been really cool. These trees are so big and I just feel like they're like elders. But anyway, I'll tell more of my stories from the Redwoods at a later point in time. Anyway, I'm in an Airbnb. And so if my presentation isn't the quality that you're used to, I apologize and be back to my studio next week. So anyway, I'm not going to put up the real-time clock because I was having some troubles doing it when I filmed yesterday. So I'll just have to take my word for it. It's happening on July 2nd, which means this week we are building toward it. July 2nd is, of course, going to be on Sunday. And we're doing this on, we're taking a look at this at the early part of the week, because it will be building as the week goes on. It gets into that 3-degree range here about midweek, and it doesn't fully leave that 3-degree range until later into next week. So you have about a full week of Venus squaring Uranus, and there's a lot to look forward to, I think. It's one of my favorite transits, Venus-Uranus, depending, of course, on the context and the signs and everything. I think this one has been nice, and as a native Venus in Leo who just went through Uranus square my natal Venus, I've learned so much about this transit and how powerful it can be. You guys probably have seen some episodes that I've done over the past weeks or month or so, telling you a little bit about how Venus and Uranus has been at work. Uranus transiting my natal Venus has been at work in my life. But one of the things that it did was it really has helped. It helped me to, well, I should say it helped both me and my wife, Ashley, to get back to some of the rhythms that we shared prior to our kids being born, which I would say in the context of our marriage was like a big breakthrough, because it means that we're reestablishing some patterns that kept us bonded, you know, really closely. And it's easy to lose some of those once you have kids, as any of you know who have kids. So that's been a big breakthrough in our relationship. That's one of the things we're going to talk about today, is how Venus and Uranus can create these major moments of greater freedom and almost like an evolutionary breakthrough in a friendship or a marriage or a love relationship. There's some challenging things that Venus and Uranus can do as well, so we'll mention those too. But anyway, I want to start off by talking about the five things that I love about this Venus-Uranus combination, Venus being in Leo and Uranus being in Taurus. So the first one that I will share with you guys is what I'll just call unapologetic love. Venus in Leo is already pretty showy, and a more theatrical and dramatic Venus, very fiery, very passionate, very demonstrative in love, chivalrous at times. A romantic in the literary sense, Venus in Leo is. When you combine it with Uranus, also in a Venus ruled sign like Taurus, you get this feeling of, I'm going to love you big and hard and intensely. I'm going to share and show my love. I'm going to come at you with everything I've got, you know, in affection and tenderness and gestures or acts of romance. And I just don't care, you know, it's like, and I don't care what anyone thinks. I'm in love. You know, is that from Elf? I'm in love, and I'm love, and I don't care what anyone, I want everyone to know. I forget what he says, but something like that. So yeah, Venus Uranus is super duper expressive with its love. And it doesn't matter who's seeing or watching. There's something just unrestrained about it. So watch for that quality. It's one of my favorite qualities of Venus Uranus, is this need to go big or go home when it comes to love. Doesn't matter who's watching. There's like no shame. It goes away. The potential shame or care or concern about who's watching, how you love or who you love, goes away. And it's amazing how sometimes that will literally translate into people revealing that they, maybe to their family, for example, that they're gay, or that they have a gay lover or something. I'm just making that up, but it's this like, I don't care and I want everyone to know, and it doesn't matter what people think. Number two are the PDAs. Very similar. Uranus and Venus are very showy. It's like a peacock tail. And there's, I'm going to show my love, whether that's in art or creativity or sexuality or romantic gestures. There's something, it's not just unapologetic. It's also a display. It's like, I want you to see it. I want to show it. I want to share it. So these kind of big, theatrical, beautiful, thoughtful, creative displays of love, tenderness, affection, desire, attraction, beauty. One of the most dazzling parts of Venus Uranus. Number three are the wild, beautiful, experimental qualities. There is something about Venus Uranus that has to do with releasing pent-up romantic or sexual energies, which could translate into, you know, experimenting with your lover in bed. It could be about experimenting with color on the canvas, or it could be about doing something that it's almost like you're drunk, you know, where you lose your inhibitions. Not advocating for people to go get drunk, but there's something about releasing your inhibitions that Venus and Uranus invites, encourages. It says, what could happen if you let go? In the same way that you don't care what other people think, or you don't care how other people are watching, there's a sense of letting something out that's been pent up, that needs to be released, that it constitutes a little bit of a revolution psychically to release this kind of energy. And it's the kind of energy that is Venusian, and the releasing is Uranian. Number four are breakthroughs in relationships. So I would say this is one of my favorite qualities that I just experienced, was this breakthrough of almost like getting my marriage back to where it was before we had kids in terms of connectedness. Not that we weren't connected or like happy even, but it's like the intensity of our personal connection came rushing back in, especially because we were able to reestablish some of our best patterns and habits that we had prior to the kids coming around, which involved like our wake sleep cycles, our devotional time together in the mornings, date nights, blah, blah, blah. Like stuff that was pretty regular for us. And you take it for granted because you don't even realize how instrumental those small things are in keeping you bonded and close to another person once you have kids that, you know. Anyway, I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir. To those of you who have kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about and the work that it takes to kind of like get your relationship back to being as central as it was before kids came, you know, and still balancing your care and attention to your kids at the same time. Anyway, breakthroughs in relationships can be friendships. They can be work relationships. They can be creative partnerships. They can be, you know, romantic or sexual relationships or marriages or whatever. But Uranus says, let's go to the next level. Let's go to somewhere we haven't been, or let's get back to somewhere we lost. The spark is rekindled somehow. After a time of the fire having died down a little bit, it suddenly goes whoosh, it comes back to life. That's an amazing thing that can happen in any kind of relationship with Venus Uranus. Especially interesting to watch that happen for artists and the way that you can feel like you've plateaued with an instrument or a medium, whether you're a writer or a painter. And Venus Uranus comes along and suddenly, whoosh, there's that creative fire again. Feels like the muse is there and you're just, you're channeling, you know, you're transmitting something. And number five is unexpected good fortune. One of my favorite things about this combination is that Venus is just the ruler of all pleasant, fortunate things. Anything that feels good, that goes nicely. And then the unexpected Uranian quality of something appearing that's nice or pleasant or fortunate or makes you happy, feels good, is like, wow, that was great. And it comes kind of unexpectedly, suddenly, and it breaks up the monotony and it's exciting. That is Venus Uranus. All right, well, those are my favorite things. There are some things I could live without. Five things that I could live without. number one is impatient and easily bored. So here's the thing is that this transit is notorious for people getting easily impatient or easily bored. Nothing is fun. Nothing is interesting. Let's shake things up. Or getting impatient or restless. And that's not always helpful. Like it's not comfortable to be at work and feeling like you want to burn the building down and go dance naked in the street or something. you know, it's like, it's not helpful if you're in a meeting and you're imagining like, you know, pulling your pants down, mooning everyone, and then just, you know, running out and going bowling or something. like, get me out of here. So the restlessness, the distractibility, the easily bored, the easily impatient qualities, this, it can be uncomfortable. Number two is unfaithful. This, along with Venus Neptune transits, are pretty classic for people, whether it's a wandering eye, wandering emotions, or literal like unfaithfulness and consummation of affairs. Venus Uranus can be about that restless quality. And if a relationship is stagnant and not evolving, or not evolving as quickly as you want it to, or something like that, it's easy to get distracted or to follow a temptation, a lust into a space that could break or damage or suddenly rupture, a relationship. So it's something you have to be careful of. And having seen a lot of people go through Venus Uranus dynamics, I can say that it's also something that it's like a test. There's something internally that we have to overcome that's trying to pull us away and say, oh, well, there might be, the grass is greener somewhere else. This is also boring. And you have to sometimes say, well, how can I bring that magic into where I'm at in the job I have or the relationship I have or the creative process I'm already involved in? So this is kind of a testing quality around faithfulness and sticking with something. Number three is iconoclastic without good reason. I just want to destroy stuff, disrespect stuff. I just want to poop on your floor. Like, just because I don't like it. I don't like the way it looks. it's kind of similar to you've heard me say the phrase, you know, rebel without a cause. This would be like disrespectful, damaging of things that are sacred or beautiful, or like sort of purposely trying to break things. Like, for example, when someone is meddling, you know, with somebody else's, well, it's like, oh, that's beautiful, and I'm jealous or I'm upset, and so I want to try to damage it, you know, something like that. It's very Venus Uranus. So iconoclastic, but without good. I mean, iconoclasm has a place, right? But there's this way in which Venus Uranus can want to damage things out of jealousy or spite. Number four would be sudden breakups or disruptions in relationships. Just as much as Venus Uranus can create breakthroughs, it can also create sudden breakups or disruptions or separations or divorces. The need for freedom leads people to break up, or it can just be about sudden challenges that come up and disrupt a relationship and force you to have to work through something. But the thing that comes up is sort of unfortunate or difficult. Sometimes people recover and work through them. Other times it really can throw an entire relationship off course. So, but the sudden tower card like experience within relationships is not always easy with Venus Uranus. I would say, for example, as a story, as Uranus was squaring my natal Venus, one of the reasons that Ashley and I got kind of synced up in our patterns for the first time in a while again, because she was leading a yoga retreat in Costa Rica and I was solo parenting, and it was super, super hard. And then I had some health stuff come up at the same time that she was gone and I was solo parenting. And she had some challenging stuff come up for her personally as she was processing on the retreat, which is pretty common when you're on a retreat, that like your internal process, your healing work steps up a notch. And so we weren't able to be there for or with each other in a way that we usually are. And the intensity of what we were each going through apart from each other and solo parenting, and Ashley apart from me and the kids and everything, that was very challenging. It was a super, super challenging week for us. In a good way, though, in a way that then led to some really nice insights and some breakthroughs for us. That is pretty common for Venus Uranus, that the breakup or the disruption is the breakup of the normal habits and patterns that keep you steady or stable, that they're disrupted because it will actually bring you greater happiness to try on something new or to make a change. But the disruption can feel at first, very tumultuous, and like, this is the universe trying to mess us up, you know? Now, other times it's like the breakups or disruptions leave people, the relationship in shambles, and it's done. The relationship is over somehow. So it's different depending on, you know, where people are at. If there's clear, deep divides, animosity, toxic, unhealthy patterns in relationships, a transit like this can break the relationship apart for good. Other times it creates amazing opportunities for growth. It just depends. Every relationship is different. Number five, showy, vulgar, or vain. In the same way that we can be I'm unapologetically loving. I just love you and I don't care. This is what I love. This is what I like. This is who I am. This is what I find beautiful. And I don't care what anyone thinks. There can also be a kind of showy, vulgar, vain quality in your face, almost like a chip on the shoulder, look at me kind of quality. That's really obnoxious and vain and sort of arrogant. I find that, you know, most of the time, it's like you can't help with Venus and Uranus, but to ride the line between unapologetically showing of some kind of love, beauty, creativity, and maybe tipping slightly into the vanity. It's like they're very close together. So it's how we hold the experience in our consciousness that seems to matter the most. Anyway, that's what I've got for today. I hope that my list of what I love and what I could live without was useful for you, and that you will be able to prepare for the transit this week. And we'll be talking more about this transit and the whole timeline and the Venus retrograde qualities and maybe some of the deeper lessons that we might be looking for, given the full trajectory of Venus squaring Uranus, Venus squaring it again by retrograde, Venus squaring it again by direct. So we'll do that as well. All right, that's it for today. Hope you guys are having a good one.